Hey Potter fans, welcome to the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. This is Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. There's a lot of doubt that goes on in Chapter 14 of Chamber of Secrets, which is entitled Cornelius Fudge. At the opening of the chapter, Harry is still reeling from the apparent fact that Hagrid was the person who opened the chamber 50 years ago. We find out later that what Tom Riddle had shown Harry wasn't true, but at this time in the plot, we have no reason to doubt Tom. In fact, we are led to having more doubts about Hagrid than we are about the mysteriously helpful entity from the magical diary. We are reminded of the fact that Hagrid was seen in the shady Nocturne Alley at the beginning of the book. Hagrid's judgment comes into question as well when Harry recalls the monsters that they encountered in their first year. This includes Norbert and Fluffy, both very dangerous magical creatures owned by Hagrid. The trio leave us with their conclusion that they believe Hagrid was responsible, although they concede it was probably an accident that someone died. Next, the diary is stolen from Harry's dormitory, and we start to doubt all of the Gryffindors. Only a Gryffindor had access to their common room. How unsettling would it have been to sit in the common room, or in the Great Hall, knowing someone there had betrayed you? We don't get to see this in the narrative for very long, though, because the double attack of Hermione and Penelope drives that from Harry's mind. It's time for Harry and Ron to confront Hagrid with the information they have about the Chamber of Secrets. They are interrupted, however, by Dumbledore and Cornelius Fudge. This is the first time we are seeing Fudge, but he is mentioned in Book 1 by none other than Hagrid. And from that early point in the series, we have reason to doubt the capabilities of the Minister for Magic. He is described as being a bungler and always having to come to Dumbledore for advice. Fudge basically proves Hagrid's point by his behavior in this book. His fidgeting and pleading while explaining why Hagrid needs to be taken to Azkaban does not inspire trust. Even worse is when he is alarmed at the fact of Dumbledore being suspended as headmaster. He shows no authority or confidence like any good leader should. That wraps up this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. The link is in the show notes. And if you love deep diving into Potter canon, grab a portkey and head over to www.hp-lexicon.org. And please, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Mischief managed.